Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
But anyways, man, before I let you go, man, and you always have some interesting, you know, comments on stuff, man. What do you think about this whole Will and Jada situation? To me, I already know what it is. It's a situation to where a guy, a rich dude with a lot of assets, it's cheaper to keep her. I want to kind of do my, like, you know, it's cheaper to keep her. You know, it's his brand, his money and all that. It's cheaper to keep her around and kind of just, like, you know, pretend like things are, because the thing is if, you know, dudes don't really, I mean, there might be dudes that like to share. I mean, to me, that's kind of weird, but I don't really see, like, a dude really, like, being, hey, woman, let's have an open relationship and let me be okay with it. Nah, I think that might have been a thing to where his wife came to it, and then he pretty much said, you know what, me lose everything or just comply with what she wants to do and keep it pushing. What do you think about that stuff? No, I'm just saying he can keep that image, because the thing about it is I think it's like Jada wanted to be out in the streets, you know, and he, because how many dudes, you know, and you know what, to each their own, to be like, if they woman came to him and say, hey, you know what, I want to go back, I want to experiment, I want to be with different men. How many dudes you'd be like, oh yeah, that's okay, that sounds like fun, let's go ahead and do this. Right.
If you bring that point, so everybody's forgetting about the dude that actually broke the story.
Right.
I think he's wrong as shit for doing that.
No, he's definitely wrong for doing that. I mean, that's just a 22-year-old that got some old pussy that really sprung his ass. That, I mean, that's normal. But
he participated.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, but the dude is 22 years old, though. You got to put that. He was 22 when he messed with her. Yeah, you know, he got some cougar pussy, and the cougar pussy, you know, got him acting crazy. You feel me?
Well, I think, why do you don't think they just probably dismissed him as a couple? Like,
right.
Hey, they broke up with him, but he's hurt.
Right.
I think it's all about a hurt. He's hurt, so he's, you know what, I'm going to have to go ahead and get even with y'all. Let me go ahead and,
Right.
Talk about it on your album. You know what I'm saying? Do some song that can be did it, make people think that, like, yeah, she talked about this and that. And then that would give more people to go out and listen to your music more. I think she should have done it in a different way, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like into it. Go check out the album, they kind of fit some shit in the album, and everybody would be forced to go out and see what shit on the album. And then all that shit would blow up when it came out after that. Maybe Will was out there doing too much. She might have gave all that possibility. They got too much invested in each other. They just
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing about it is I always thought the Smiths or, you know, Will and Jada, you know, people even reference their relationship as the prototypical black relationship. You know, people kind of looked up to them. But, you know what I'm saying, people are human and stuff like that. But let me ask you this. You know, this might make a lot of men uncomfortable. But let's just say, I know men are going to do what they do. I mean, we're naturally. Like how we are, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you know, just because we're out in the streets doesn't mean that we won't fall in love or whatever, you know, or whatever. Let's just leave the men out of here. Is Jada Pinkett proof that she will always belong to the streets? Listen, I know I'm going to bust a couple shots, you know, and this is a very uncomfortable thing. And I understand I get accused of being probably a sexist or a thing. Because the thing about it is like with men, it's a little bit different, though. We can go out there and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, no emotions or whatever. We can just keep it pushing. For me, a woman that kind of does, I mean, I don't really believe I can't think a woman can have a whole relationship other than, I know sex is one thing, but when a woman has a whole relationship out of her main relationship, that right there is something different. You know, to me, it's something different. You know, because I don't believe a woman can give her whole self to multiple people. She can probably give her whole self to one person, but if she's giving her whole self to multiple people, isn't that evidence that it's not, you know how they mainly say that, you know, she's never yours, it's just your turn, or, you know, she belongs to the street, like Future would be saying. Isn't that proof, though?
Mm-hmm. To where a woman can live up with a dude and do the same thing we do.
Right.
I see what you're saying. It's like, it takes a lot more for a woman to do what we do, because they'll receive it. They'll open their legs to have somebody come in. You
know, right.
Well, us, we just go in there to do what we do with clothes. But it's getting to a point now. Look how, I mean, from when, let's say when you were 15, compared to the shit you see now, that how the world has changed to where a club now is a strip club. A regular club is not going to be jumping at the strip club. Now,
right.
You know, but straight females in the strip club, but that's the spot to be at. That doesn't mean they're gay. That doesn't mean they're out there trying to get out. They know that's where it's at. They get a female to come follow them and dance on them, do whatever they want to, because that's the pleasure. It's open now. Women, the world has changed, bro.
I get that. No, I get that. But I'm just saying, moving forward, you know, if you're not in a relationship, a long-term relationship right now, can you just assume that what they say, like, you know, for a woman, like a lot of, you know, old players that say that, it's just like, bro, she will never be yours. It's just your turn. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, it's still like that. It's still true.
It is.
But I really do think it works more for you, cool.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see see a lot of dudes right now got too much female tendency, so it can work both ways. But you're right, though. She ain't yours. It's just the next person's time, but she will come back to you if that's the case. If she's really in love with you, she's going to find her way back to you, and you'll find her way back to her.
Right.
That's the case, maybe. It's just people tend to disagree and do crazy shit of emotion.
Right.
Emotion is crazy. Now, man, I bet you're going to fuck your best friend just because she had you up for emotion.
Right. No, that's crazy. No, that's crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like with Jada. You know, she's like an old cougar and shit like that. You know, so she got hellified game. But you know what I'm saying? It's like when you think back. I'm not saying it. I mean, it didn't happen to me. But you know how many dudes probably finding out, like, you know, later in life. You know, that dude that's supposed to be your uncle or that family friend was really your mama's side dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? To stay on that topic, right? You know, I know your mother passed away a while back. Okay, put it this way. You walk around, you see a lot of people maybe in their 50s or 60s, right? You're looking at maybe grandparents now.
Right.
How do you think they were when they were 29, okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You look at the dynamic. Grandma, she had like three baby daddies. And you look at it like, damn, my grandma had three baby daddies. She had two kids with him, three kids. You gotta look at all that. I'm not saying that. And to you, she's a saint. So that's your grandmother. That's your aunt. That's your
right.
She's a saint. But at one time, you were your age. You've been in this world. We're going through the same shit we're going through. People tend to forget all that. When you get wiser, you get older and wiser, there's certain things, you know, you change. But when you were in your 20s, running around, you know what I'm saying?
They were
doing the same shit. It's funny to me,
homie. Yeah, it is funny. It's crazy funny. You know, yeah. And the thing about it is like, and yeah, you tend to forget that. I mean, like,
all you see is the
same
thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But in all reality, everybody goes through life like that. So somebody has somebody who had a situation or a path that they're not proud of. It's just growing up and understanding it and setting yourself out that.
No, I get that fully, man. Just like, you know, that like I was saying, man, imagine how big, I mean, hard of a pill is to swallow, right? You sitting there. Like, you know, this dude you thought that was probably your family friend, you know, he just came around every time. And then, like, the older you got, the more you're like, damn, I look a lot like this guy. I look a lot like this guy. And then you end up finding out that was your daddy.
Yeah.
That shit, and the crazy part about it, that shit happens.
All the time.
That shit crazy. And you're right. That's crazy. You know, it's just the crazy phenomenon. But the thing about the Will and Jada situation is like, I saw that people were really going in on them. And the only thing that's sad about it is like, with, you know, black people in general, it seems like we never protect like our celebrities or our own. Like, for instance, like a Trumper or the white, like, white people will go in the paint for their people. They'll like, you know, even Donald Trump, though, he got three baby mamas, I don't know how many mistresses and all that, but they protect his ass, like for whatever. But hey, listen, if you black and you well known or whatever, not only they gonna get you, we gonna get you even worse. What is up with that? Right.
That's how I'm looking at it. Yeah, that nigga, he wasn't that special anyway. He still do shit out there. And, you know, they would still say, oh, I love so-and-so, but that nigga fucked up, or he this and that. It's just, I don't know why. I really can't tell you why black people do that. We act as if it's that crap in the, it's that same crap in the bucket mentality. Let's make make him down to the bottom. I said, yeah, that's perfect if you thought it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think that happened years ago when they set us up to feel like that. I don't know. I can't explain that one, bro.
Yeah, well, man.
We didn't do that to each other, though. We didn't do that. But you know what it is, too? It's just like how we get around each other, a bunch of friends, and we start cracking jokes.
Right.
Snapping on each other. I think it's the same time as shit. Like, yeah, nigga, you ain't that special enough to get snapped on.
Right.
Because you're Denzel Washington, you do something, I'm just going to sit there and not go on for you. I think we just have that mentality. Everybody's open.
Yep.
Comes out of that. Everybody's open. White people, they have a certain thing about them. It's like, oh, no, Donald Trump, yeah, I can't say too much. They'll say a little something, but they won't say as much as they want to say. They won't speak their mind as much as black
person. Oh, no. Uh-uh. They're not, they know, they protect Donald Trump like, you know what I'm saying, like it's their child and shit like that, man. But anyways, man, hey, last question, I ain't got too many other callers to talk about, but let's, just wanted to touch on sports real quick, man. I had a discussion, I saw that you posted something kind of similar, but the thing, to me, it's kind of head scratching. Like for instance, Taysom Hill, you know, people want to make it about.
Summer's not here long, so seize the sizzle with Walmart. Find all your faves such as Oscar Mayer hot dogs, Kraft singles, and Heinz ketchup. This time of year is all about living easy and sizzling good food. Whether you're cooking for two or for a houseful, grilling outside makes mealtime simple, delicious, and fun. When the coals are hot, be grill ready with all the best ingredients from Walmart.
Advancements in the medical field are giving nurses faster, more effective results than ever before. They should expect the same from their education, too. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format allows you to set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move faster through your program. So the faster you move, the more money you save. When you're ready, we'll be here. Visit capella.edu for a trial course at no cost to you. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.